Welcome along to the Wise Men Say, the exclusive content for the Roker Report. The right man's with us now, Gavin. Does anybody listen to this, Gavin, or we waste no time? Too long of a delay.
No, some people.
Someone does.
Some people reply to a competition we did once, so I know they definitely listened to it.
Oh yeah, true.
Remember?
Should start doing competitions again. Actually, it'd be a good idea.
That was the idea for this week. That was the idea for this week, I think. You just carry on because I'm just trying to solve these microphone levels. I was scared.
I didn't know whether I should talk or not.
No, keep going.
So what are we actually going to do? You're asking me to talk, but you've
We're doing the normal thing that we do, or the thing. Alternating with the question of the week is we'll talk about Sunderland Leicester this weekend. I'll look at a game from a previous year and you can tell us who played for Sunderland on that game. How does that sound?
Lovely.
We won the league in 2005, right?
Yes.
Mick McCarthy manager, was it that season?
It was indeed.
It was indeed. How much of that can you remember, Rory? You'll have only been a young pup. How old were you then?
I'll have been, so that was 2004-2005. I'd have turned 12 in that season. That was the third season I had a season ticket. Yeah, first season was 19-point season.
It was like the prime of supporting Sunderland fans for me.
It's mad, isn't it?
I was in my mid-20s then.
His first three seasons, two of them were the 15 and
19-point season. Yeah, that's right.
That's awful.
It is. Can anybody tell me the team? Sunderland won 2-1. It was the third last game of the season.
This is the game that got us promoted.
I thought it might have been, but I didn't want to say it in case it was wrong. That was at the back of my mind that it might have been.
Ben Anick played in goal.
Oh, there you go.
It was one of his first. Might have been his debut, actually.
Stephen Elliott.
It's got a green D next to his name, which implies it could well be his debut. Yeah.
Stephen Elliott?
No.
Goal scorers.
Stephen Elliott was on the bench. He came off the bench. Dean Whitehead, yes.
Goal scorers.
Look, we're doing this like in a horrible way. Start from the back, come on.
Right, well, Stephen Caldwell, because he got the winner.
Gary Breen?
Right, sorry. Right, who do we say the
Breen
back
and
for?
Caldwell.
Breen and Caldwell, yes, and Caldwell did score.
Stephen Wright?
Yes.
Willie Walker?
Yes, there's a back four.
Carl Robinson?
Carl Robinson, indeed. We've already said Whitehead, yeah.
Lawrence?
Yes.
Andy Welsh? No.
Yes.
Yes.
Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Dean, maybe?
No.
No, he was only ever sub, wasn't he?
He was sub.
Kevin Kyle.
No, I can't believe how quickly we've got the first 10. Yes, Chris Brown. Yeah, Chris Brown. Must be the quickest we've ever done in 11, that.
That's the age where you, like, remember, like, the week, like, every little detail for that, like, when you first
start going. See, I'm the opposite.
Going.
I was probably...
The good seasons just blank over. The ones when you were really bad, you remember everybody.
Mentally tortured.
Yeah. That's true.
I can see, because... What's interesting is when we look at teams from this era, and Andy Welsh's name always comes into it. And I've been going to games since 1987, 1990, where I've been going every single week. And Andy Welsh, I just can't remember him. He's probably the only Sunderland player that I can't remember from that that time.
Even at my age then, I could tell he was crap. Like,
we paid about five pence from him, from like Torquay or something, didn't we?
Can you remember him, Tom? Andy Welsh?
Very vaguely.
That's what I mean.
I think he scored against Palace at home in the FA Cup. A special kind of player
for me, not to have any recollection of you whatsoever.
I was seeing a lass at school at the time. And
she looked like Andy Welsh.
No, she was, but she was obsessed with him. She was actually obsessed with him.
For any reason?
Might have been the wet look hair gel.
Very of its time. I couldn't
tell you what he looked like. It'd be one of those, you know, when you do those quizzes online, it's like name the random Sunderland players. And there are some that catches you out. He would definitely catch me out. I wouldn't have a clue.
I remember scoring a couple of times, that's about it. Like, he didn't do a lot. He was there for the 15 points season money.
After Sunderland either, did he?
Nah, I think he went to like Toronto. He went and played
He did, that's right.
Blackpool. I think he went to Blackpool for a bit.
What a career. Glittering.
But it's, I mean, the club don't even tweet about him, do they? You know, when they have those random tweet
days. Embarrassment, that's why.
That doesn't normally stop.
That says something when you're too embarrassing for Sunderland's on this day.
But it doesn't normally stop
like
them.
Like when they wished Barry Siddle happy birthday and put a photo of him conceding a goal. That's the best thing they've ever done on Twitter, that.
Any random players you can remember, Tom, who you want to give a shout out to?
God, there's loads of random players going back over the years. I mean, from that era, it's a time you want to forget, isn't it? We talk about random players who would rather forget.
Yes.
We can't forget.
Yes. That's kind of different because Andy Welsh was bad. I did forget about him.
Dave Buchanan, Paul Lemon.
Didn't Paul Lemon play in it?
Steve Hetsky.
Team that got promoted.
Steve Hetzke gives.
He played in the team that got promoted.
Gary
Bennett
gave Steve Hetzke as an example in our live pod in Manchester as the worst player.
William Mockwee.
I mean, it was amazing when they got the, you know, the Milk Cup final in '85 because there were some bad players in that team, but, you know, we got there. But,
and got beat off another team who've been relegated.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. That's the exclusive stuff. Thanks for listening.